Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Going to give you our little preview for tonight's game. We've got the Sydney Roosters and the Newcastle Knights. Well, in fact, the Newcastle Knights and the Sydney Roosters coming to you from up there at Newcastle. Really looking forward to this one. Obviously, KP's been in incredible form the last few weeks. Back there at Newcastle, better weather than last week. Very, very keen to see how this one plays out. The Sydney Roosters, obviously coming off a pretty tough few weeks. Last week, losing a heap of players. Sam Walker, James Tedesco, a tough loss there that would have taken a heap out of the tank. Far from ideal situation for the Sydney Roosters, having to travel up to Newcastle against close to a full-strength Knight side. It looks like Greg Margie will return. It's pretty much only Tyson Brazel missing from this side. So a big, big test on the Sydney Roosters, who in the first few weeks looked like the real deal this year. Now we've got a lot of question marks around this side, and with troops missing, guys playing out of position, a lot of question marks over this Sydney Roosters side. Let's have a look at the two lineups heading into tonight's clash for the Newcastle Knights. At fullback, their skipper and superstar, Kalyn Ponga. On the wings, Tommy Jenkins at the moment. I'm expecting Greg Marshew to come into the side and replace Tom Jenkins. I think you'll see Marshew go to the left and Ari Tuala go to the right wing. Tuala is the other winger at the moment. Dane Gagai and Bradman Best in the centres. Jack Cogger at 5'8". Jacko Hastings in jersey 7 against one of his former clubs. Jacob Saifidi and Leo Thompson in the front row. Jaden Brayley starts at 9. Dylan Lucas and Kai Pierce-Paul on the edges. Still no Tyson Brazel. And Adam Elliott in jersey 13. The bench of the Knights: Phoenix Crossland, Dan Saifidi, Jack Hetherington and Matty Croker. Their extended bench: Brody Jones and Greg Marshew. As we said, we are expecting Greg Marshew. If he's made it this far into the cut, I'm assuming that he will play tonight. Greg the leg. Let's have a look at the Sydney Roosters at fullback. James Tedesco out of this one. Joey Manu comes into the one jersey. Big, big change there for the Sydney Roosters. On the wings, Daniel Tupou. Obviously, Dom Young suspended for 2 weeks. So Pauga comes in on that wing. A very, very good player, Pauga. I've always been a big fan of him. In the centres, Michael Jennings and Suali'i. Connor Watson lines up at 5'8 this week with Sam Walker out and Luke Keary, the skipper, in jersey 7. In the front row, Jared Waria Hargraves and Lindsay Collins. Brandon Smith in jersey 9. Nat Butcher and Angus Crichton on the edges. Nat Butcher returning to the side this week. And Victor Radley, Victor the Inflictor, in jersey 13. The bench of the Sydney Roosters making his Roosters debut. We've got Zach Docker-Clay, an absolute great of New South Wales Cup. A very good player, Zach Docker-Clay. Joining him on the bench, we've got White, Tupanua and Terrell May looking to get more minutes this week. Their extended bench, Egan Butcher and Lewis Murphy. All right, so a couple of changes there for this Roosters side. It's going to be hard for them to pull it all together in a very, very short turnaround. It looks like the Roosters seem to be getting around the Michael Jennings 300th, so I'm sure they'll they'll be a little bit up for that one as well. But with these guys missing, I'm not sure if I can lean towards the Roosters. I think we have to go with the Newcastle Knights in this one. On the betting front in this game, the Knights at $1.53 on Neds, the Sydney Roosters at $2.55. I like the Newcastle Knights in this one. I do think the Knights win by about 14 to 18. That's sort of my prediction. So pretty close to that 1 to 12, but I think they'll just get into the 13 plus sort of racket there. But you've got to give the Roosters credit. My God, they hung in that fight last week. A game they had no right to be in, no right to be anywhere near, and they hung in the fight. So you have got to respect the Roosters in this one. Anytime try scorers that I like for the Sydney Roosters, Joey Manu, he is just one of the great ball runners in our game. At fullback, he's going to get plenty more touches than he usually does. You guys know the routine when Manu's at fullback. Doesn't tend to pass the ball as much as other fullbacks. Joey Manu at $3.20. This is going to be a Roosters team as well that's got guys playing in different positions and all over the place, new combinations and whatnot. So for me, if I'm Trent Robinson, that leans me even more to pushing Joey Manu. Just run and take this side on. $3.20 for Joey Manu, I think that is supreme value for him. On the other side of the park, I like the other fullback, Kalen Ponga, at $2.45. He's in incredible form. He played in a monsoon last week and managed to find a meaty. Once again, taking on a Roosters side with new combinations here, I can really see Kalen Ponga lighting it up tonight. He's a serious, serious super coach, captain or vice-captain option in this one. The other man I like, I tipped him last week. He crossed. He's got a good try-scoring record against Newcastle. Daniel Tupou at $2.40. I think there's good value at $2.40, but once again, I just don't love that Manu's playing fullback. I'm not sure how much ball he's going to get realistically. The two that I like, though, guys, Kalen Ponga and Joey Manu, I really like those two. KP at $2.45, Joey Manu at $3.20. Those are the guys I'm looking at in this one. Go and have a look at the Neds app, guys. I have multied those two together for this game. That's my about even bet. You're getting $7.58 as of Thursday lunchtime for that bet there. So I do not mind that at all. KP and Joey Manu. Keep an eye just before team list. If you do see Greg Marsiu come into the side, maybe have a look at him. If he's over $2, I'd be taking him. And obviously, guys, leave Tom Jenkins out of any same-game multis you're going for. I'm not sure why you'd have him in there anyway, but if you happen to, take him out. Don't put him in there because there is every chance, a very, very high chance, that he falls out of this side. Tommy Jenkins there. So Tuala will move to the right side. Greg Marsiu on the left if he is available. Keep an eye on team list late in this game as well, guys. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Sydney Roosters make a few changes to their side and whatnot with players out and stuff. Wouldn't be surprised to see some guys start and come off the bench and whatnot. So keep an eye on that situation. As I said, guys, go over to the Neds app. Have a look at the Rugby League Guru profile there. You can follow along with my bets, the bets of the boys on About Even. It is all there, brought to you by Neds. Gamble responsibly as always, guys, but enjoy your Thursday night footy to kick off round 6.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.